I want to get to another important story because you have now gone public with a situation you believe mirrors a little bit of what the president is saying has happened to him. This allegation that there was some kind of wiretapping. There are a lot of investigations going on saying they're going to look into that. You say something similar happened to you back in 2011. You say this: I can vouch for the fact that extracurricular surveillance does occur regardless of whether it is officially approved. I was wiretapped in 2011 after taking a phone call in my congressional office from a foreign leader. Why did you feel the need to speak out now?
Well, it's important because there are people who are saying about President Trump's claim, oh, it could never happen. Well, frankly, it happened to me. And I had proof because the Washington Times actually let me listen into a tape that was made of a conversation in my congressional office. It was a conversation between myself and a foreign leader. The conversation was approved and cleared by House attorneys who said, yes, you can do that. That's your constitutional right. But someone had intercepted it. And I learned about it 2 years after I left office. Members of Congress ought to be aware that my experience was that my phone wasn't safe in a congressional office. Now, if they can do that to a member of Congress, they can certainly do it to a presidential candidate, and they can do it to private citizens as well. Hello, America.
It is a really intriguing story. If people want to read the full account of how this unfolded for you, it's on FoxNews.com on the opinion side. They can read the piece that you wrote there. But one thing I thought was interesting is you already had some Freedom of Information Act requests, FOIA requests, in when you found out about this, and you were hopeful that maybe you would get a response to those documents. I think you filed back in 2012. That would shed some light on what actually happened, who recorded this call, how it got to the Washington Times. Here you are 5 years later, though, no answers on those FOIA requests. Are you confident that this administration will get to the bottom of whether the president's assertion is right or not?
Well, first of all, the FOIA requests have a stack this high, Shannon. And I still have many of the requests from agents, intel agencies, that have not been responded to. This by then a member of Congress, now a former member. Yes, I think this administration may be a little bit more sensitive to these questions about the potential for intelligence to be misused and for violations of the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment should provide all Americans with a right to privacy unless there's some criminal activity that is suspected. Then you go through the courts. So here we are. It's a brave new world in America.